In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm, and for today, the TikTok podcast.
Today is September 1st of 2021. Somehow we made it this far.
Yeah, somehow we made it first. And then my tablet's going to decide, hey, I want to blink out here.
You need my tablet?
No, it's just being weird. Okay. All right, we got it. So anyways, things have been happening. We're reaching Labor Day weekend.
That's this weekend. Coming up this weekend. Holiday.
What?
Labor Day.
I don't celebrate any holiday, really. I don't really care for holidays.
If you're going to celebrate a workers' holiday, celebrate May Day.
May the 4th?
No, May the 1st.
Then there's May the 4th be with you.
What fucking holiday is that?
It's where workers won the rights for an 80-hour work week.
I'm going to celebrate Father's Day.
Twice. Wait, is that how that works? That's not how that works.
I don't think it works that way. I just think you get to celebrate the day. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, look on the bright side, though. At least none of us are in jail. So that's a positive note.
I'm glad I'm not in jail because I got a family to take care
of. Why should we be in jail? Did we do anything illegal?
I didn't do anything illegal. Did you?
I don't know. I always do stuff illegal, so who knows?
That's believable. So, $1 million, but you have to spend at least one day in jail. What are you going to do in that day in jail?
I'm going to take a shit.
Flip off the cop?
I'm going to get my poop bucket.
I'm going to take a shit.
Flip off a guard.
And I guess I'll eat one of those sandwiches they throw at you really hard like it's a fucking Frisbee.
They take the gravy. And can I get some ketchup with this?
No! You're in jail.
You get the one phone call, you know, the country visit where they come up and they talk on the phone. You're like, so what you do this time, honey?
I was hoping for a conjugal visit.
You know, strangely enough, I can't remember a day I ever spent in jail.
None of us have ever spent a day in jail, I don't think.
Don't fucking look at me. I got kids.
At least with a conjugal visit and stuff like that, you can have the girl, like, press her titty up against the glass or something like that.
That'd be nice.
Then she gets arrested, too.
What?
Yeah, it's illegal to do that.
Danielle Fierro, allegedly, remember, we've got to play that alleged card.
Supposed!
Don't know if they did it or didn't. Nobody caught her doing this, potentially. Exposed her breasts, touched herself during virtual visit with inmate at Charlotte County Jail.
Virtually, she did this, you know.
So she was on a computer screen?
She was playing with herself on the, yeah. What are you looking at? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
So she wasn't in jail then?
Well, I'm sure she's in jail now.
Now, but before that.
A Florida woman.
Oh, course. God. I could have guessed this. This Florida happened in Florida.
It's not to be least expected from Florida. A Florida woman exposed her breasts and appeared to pleasure herself during a virtual visit with an inmate last week. Ended up behind bars herself. Close encounters of the third kind.
Dumbass.
It's like, how did he...
Did she have, like, boobs like Dolly Parton? I mean, Dolly Parton's a double
like
D.
That, I got it.
She probably's got, like, a, I don't know, maybe a C, maybe a B.
Maybe. I don't know, they don't show it.
Yeah, well, No kidding.
I thought they'd show it.
Where's this video?
Yeah, I want to see this video.
We need to confiscate this for evidence.
That's what we're going to use it for.
Yeah, evidence.
Evidence.
Warden, are you going to be back in like an hour?
Well, I still have a question. Why the hell are people worried about somebody showing their tits?
Because they're supposed to be in jail while not getting the naughty.
She's not in jail. Yes, she is.
Now she is.
Before that. Why the hell are they worried about whether she exposed her tit or not?
I don't know, Ray.
Janet Jackson, of a sudden, it's all over the news. Like
she was playing with herself, right?
So?
That's the Super Bowl from, like, 2006 or 2003.
People have to have something to do. Well, it's kind of hard when she had a wardrobe malfunction and Justin Timberlake rubbed off the wrong piece of
wardrobe
fabric.
Wardrobe malfunction.
But why was it such a big deal? Like, the world was going to end because Janet Jackson showed her titty.
I want to point out that she knew that was going to happen specifically because of the fact that she wore pasties. She knew that was going to happen.
There was no fucking pasties.
She probably
that
didn't
day,
know.
Right?
I mean,
full on nice little nipple.
Even she admitted it.
Like, on the Super Bowl?
I watched it live.
Yeah, it was a star.
The fuck it wasn't. It was nipple.
Didn't she admit to doing it on purpose for publicity, though, that she was going to get, that they knew it was
you know what? You probably remember better than I do. All I know is I saw a titty.
Oh, I had the old VCR.
Now,
I beg to differ. I don't think you saw the titty. It happened so fast that everybody saw it after it happened.
I convinced myself I saw a titty.
Good to you.
How old were you then?
13?
You can convince yourself you saw a titty.
You know what? Yeah, I'm keeping that, damn it.
I want to remember the good times.
All right, let's get back on track. What's this crazy broad in jail?
Daniel Fierro, 38, of Punta Gorda. Punta Gorda, Florida?
Punta Gorda, Florida, yeah, it's a town.
Why can't y'all come up with, like, I don't know, Hendersonville or some shit like that?
That's just Punta.
Cuban,
probably, because Florida has a lot of Cuban immigrants.
Spoke to an inmate in the... Did she know who this inmate was, or was she just doing a random virtual call like Omegle?
I try to block out Omegle because of our experience.
Oh, yeah. We went on there trying to do an extra.
You see something that looks like my arm on somebody like Matt,
the whole
and she's sitting there like this.
The whole concept was...
You know what that means.
The whole concept was X-Factor and Dark Days were going to react to Omegle, and the first thing that come out of X-Factor's mouth, it goes, that's a big dick.
It looked like a fucking cannon hung down to his kneecap, dude.
You actually saw that?
Yeah,
Ivan Thomas 360 sent likes to the host. Thank you.
Thanks for the likes. That's my face.
I know, that's fitted for a finger, isn't it?
He just sticks a thumb in his eye.
This is what I gotta fucking work
with
everyone's day.
Alright, right. So the sheriff said in a statement, Fierro and the inmate engaged in lewd sexual conversation for about an hour before she began touching herself with visitation buildings, according to the statement. So they were recording this video. Where's the video?
It's on the internet
somewhere. Don't those people that arrested her realize that it's part of the human body?
At one point during the video session, Fierro was rocking back and forth in her seat as a form of masturbation. Fierro also lifted her shirt to expose her breast to the inmate 3 separate times towards the end of the call, according to the
statement. Do you know why people do that stuff? Because every time they do it, everybody makes a big deal out of it. Like we're doing right now, I guess.
Fierro was arrested days later and charged with exposure of sexual organs within a public place, a violation. So she had to have been in the jail hall if it was in a public place and not her home.
I mean...
So I guess the conjugal visits now are done via Wi-Fi internet. So it'd be like this, where I'm just staring at the screen.
Could be COVID-related.
Well, I'm sure it is, because you don't want them to contract
it.
It's like, they couldn't do the nasty, so they decided to just mess around. Hey, show me your titty. What was that one movie? Wasn't it The Cable Guy? The guy gets arrested and Jim Carrey comes in there as the cable guy.
Then that's probably the cable guy.
Jim Carrey's not the cable guy, isn't it the other
Jim Carrey's the cable guy. You're thinking of Larry the cable guy.
Yeah, Larry the cable guy.
No, there's a movie called...
I think he's from Wisconsin. Larry the cable guy?
Yeah, there is a movie called The Cable Guy, and it has Jim Carrey, and I don't remember the other actor that was playing in that movie. But, yeah, he gets arrested for some stupid reason, and it just, like, sticks his titty... on the screen. Obviously, it's not a real titty because it's Jim Carrey. If he had a boob, I'd be a little worried.
No, want me to show my boob?
No.
No.
I'm not a girl. They can't say nothing.
We're not even done with the first freaking topic.
I would. Now, granted, you probably get us several donations, or you get cause us to lose followers, whichever comes first.
I don't know. We're having a couple pop-ups of joining people. Mm. Welcome to the chat, guys.
Celebrity news at its finest. Okay. So, what celebrity do you picture that would do this?
Samuel L. Jackson.
He comes in.
Here's my titty.
What a bad
motherfucker. I could see him doing that.
I still can't get over one. I think it was you or Buddy that sent it to me in Messenger. The story of this guy was at the airport. And he bumped into Samuel L. Jackson, legit. And Samuel L. Jackson's like, y'all motherfuckers want a picture? and they were like, please? So they got a picture with Samuel L. Jackson.
It's like, which one's your wallet? The one that says bad motherfucker on it?
I love that movie.
He's such a bad motherfucker, man. Just like the South Carolina man who gave a child a face tattoo at the McDonald's.
And what police say.
Well, is that even a crime, I guess?
Yes.
The kid's under 18. Yeah, that's illegal.
Not to mention if it's not his kid.
Unless it's a part of their culture.
They gave a child.
We're about to find out if it's his kid. What if you just walk over there with a tattoo?
I think that's kind of hard to do without the kid's consent.
He's dressed up as Ronald McDonald.
Now, that's possible. Look, he came up to the kid. I'm Ronald McDonald, and I think, you know, a lot of kids would agree.
Look at that hair. This dude is definitely dressed up like Ronald McDonald. Yeah. A South Carolina man has been arrested for alleged, we play the alleged card because awesomeness.
That's wrong. It's alleging giving, it's allegedly giving. That's Miss English.
That's Miss English and
Miss English, yes.
This comes from the dude who literally just...
Which one of you passed grammar?
I did.
I passed it too.
All right then, act like it.
That's Miss English.
What was your highest score in English? Let's ask that first.
Quite high.
Okay.
It's still Miss English.
Is Miss English a word?
Not really.
It sounds
good though.
It sounds like a Miss Universe contest. And here comes Miss English.
It's like Miss Prince, you know, Miss English.
Oh, my God. Miss Prince, Miss English. What else?
What paper did that come from?
Misinformed?
What paper did that come from?
This?
Yeah.
Probably Fox News.
No.
Yeah, they're all Fox News.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder it's got that in there. No wonder it's Miss English.
All right. Y'all just had to get Ray riled up.
Brandon Prescia, 28, of Lawrence, South Carolina, is charged with illegal tattooing an underage tattoo it after police learned that a minor received a tattoo.
Of course Fox News is going to put that on. He's black.
By the way, you're getting some likes. So, thanks, guys.
The alleged incident happened at McDonald's in Lawrence, located in northwest South Carolina on August 6th. That was my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
That ain't that far from here. Northwest.
South Carolina.
No, it's not that far from northwest South Carolina. It's probably way close to the Georgia-North Carolina-South Carolina border. Northwest.
Do you want to go to this McDonald's and interview?
He's from New Jersey. He's from fucking New York. I'm from North Carolina. We're in North Carolina.
I guess we got to go to the McDonald's and interview.
We do. It's not that far. Probably not that far. Lawrence, I looked that up.
Authorities were tipped off that a man had tattooed a child's face at the restaurant after customers filmed the incident. There's a video.
Somewhere out there on the internet. Posted a video of a guy tattooing a little boy's face.
Unlicensed
tattoo.
Yeah, you gotta have a tattoo machine.
He's tattooing a minor, I would think so. How old is this minor? Like 12, 13? It reminds me of the Onion movie.
As long as the kid's under 18,
it's still illegal then, because he's unlicensed. You can't really do that.
He was arrested on Tuesday.
Especially if the kid gets hepatitis.
Here's a quote from McDonald's. In our restaurants, nothing is more important to us than the safety and well-being of our customers' employees. McDonald said in a statement, the conduct report is not in line with the values of our organization or in line with expectations for how the restaurant should be run. I don't think that's bullshit, Ray.
Yeah, well, since when does McDonald's care about their employees?
whenever something makes them look bad?
Yeah, it makes them look bad.
I got him there, though. He's like,
makes them look bad.
Why do you not rile him up,
man? They bitched when they had to increase prices to pay their workers a decent wage.
Okay. McDonald's won their lawsuit, so now their ice cream machines actually work.
The one here in Bryson's always worked.
Not at 8 o'clock.
I guess that's okay if you want to ruin your body.
Just the same. It's,
not when I go down there. They're like, those
broken. You actually
But they won the lawsuit now, so everybody go to your local McDonald's around 8 o'clock at night and ask for ice cream. You will get it. I promise
it's
you.
It's the worst ice cream you can put in your mouth. I would rather go to an ice cream place like Jack the Dipper to get my ice cream.
He's a connoisseur of ice cream now. I'm not arguing.
It's McDonald's. Their food is bullshit.
It's saucer. Well, yeah, of course it
it's
is.
It's fast
right?
food now, nuts. That's why I don't eat it too much.
Burger King's food's just as bad.
Yeah, I got served rotten food last month. Yeah. Thank you from Burger King.
What restaurant do you prefer, fast food wise?
Arby's.
No, I mean I'll eat a little bit of Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's good.
Subway. That's probably the only two fast food places that I ever eat, and I don't eat Taco Bell that much.
I think
Subway's not
Taco
really
Bell.
Fast food, is it?
Yeah, it's considered.
I mean, it gets you fast enough.
It's considered fast food.
See, when I think fast food, I'm thinking it's Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, you know, Jack in the Box, all that shit.
Wendy's,
yeah.
Wendy's is my second pick, my second go-to. If Taco Bell's too busy, I'll go to a Wendy's.
I mean, here lately, I've been just doing two double cheeseburgers, no onions from McDonald's.
A nice burger. This burger had jalapeno cheddar with jalapenos on it, pepper jack cheese.
And he wonders why he shits lava.
And they did offer to have spicy chicken put on it instead, too. So.
Well, I must shit lava, too, because I eat a lot of spicy
chicken. You ain't got no fucking taste buds.
I
need
your
hot
shit
stuff.
Is so hot that it gets burned away.
Who, me?
My shit? You me? Can't even taste it.
What is the hottest? Okay, what is the hottest thing you've eaten? Like, it literally burned
getting
you.
Way off topic, guys.
It burned you, Ray. What is it?
I don't know.
I think he blocked it out of his memory.
Well, I guess the hottest stuff I've eaten was probably the insane in Zaxby's. Ironically, because...
Get us to 10 million, not 10 million, 10,000 followers on TikTok, people, and I'll wait for him to come back, and we'll eat the world's hottest gummy bear.
I'm going to watch him. I'm not eating that crap. I'm not stupid.
Get us to 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, and we'll do the same thing. It won't be live on here. It'll just be live on YouTube. Sound good?
Sound good.
Okay.
You girls happy now?
Yes, we
are.
All
right, then.
Precia is being held at Lawrence County Detention Center. Chief Chrissy Lattimore told WIS-TV his bond is set for $25,000.
Tattooing a minor, $25,000. He's going to be sitting there a while. Unless he's got $25,000 laying in his
comment. Account. Cut him some slack. He's just a small business entrepreneur fighting back against all the burdensome regulations. Oh. And stuff like licensing, basic hygiene, having to buy a tattoo.
Sounds like your typical Republican.
Oh, my God. So, Ray, you're never going to get a tattoo, right?
Never.
I'm just assuming.
I'll probably get some more.
If...
I've thought about it, but I'm not a big attention whore. So
okay.
Tattoos aren't about attention, at least
well,
most. Okay, mine are not for attention. Mine are sentimental.
I mean, I can still that, but you put it on so that people see it. Believe me, when you walk down the street, people are going to look at that.
He's got a point.
I mean, yeah, people do recognize me because of my dog tattoo on my arm. But I got that because it's sentimental.
Most people don't get tattoos on certain parts of their body that nobody's ever going to see. Well, maybe
I never understood that part.
Maybe Steve-O. Tramp stamps are specifically meant for the person to see the small of the girl's back on. Damn! Like that. Next Friday.
That's why when I do my videos, I don't show my face. Only
I thought because you were fugly.
I can't help it. Maybe you're right about that. I just don't show my face.
Look what his face did to my phone. It's just no. That was meanness.
I'm sorry, Ray.
If you were paid $1 million to get a tattoo, What tattoo would you get?
A square.
I don't know.
If I was paid $1 million to get a tattoo,
a landscape
the of a historic building, I don't know.
He gets a tramp stamp of a landscape. Dude,
I can tell you this. Right,
if somebody gave me
$1,000, I probably would get a small little tattoo.
If I could afford to give you $1 million to get a tramp stamp, would you do it?
Yeah.
That's right above your butt crack. You know that, right?
I don't care.
That's fine.
I'm getting $1 million.
And it has to say, insert here with an arrow pointing down.
So? Nobody can see it.
I mean, you don't fucking know that.
Who's going to look at my butt? Like, I mean, usually that's covered.
First off,
I hope
you have this bad habit of having your ass meat hanging out some days.
I do. I didn't.
There was that one.
Yes, there's been a couple times.
Well, he didn't have it hanging out. He just said, and I quote, "I'm not wearing any underwear."
Okay, I do remember that.
Well, that was in my house, though.
No, it was on Rebellion USA Gold.
Wasn't that in one of our houses?
No, we were. It was at his house.
Wasn't
it
was anybody outside. Around?
No,
we were outside in my down. Yard.
We were outside in his yard, and I'm shooting you with a pellet rifle.
And I fell, and the pants almost came down, yeah. Right?
Now, she was the pellet rifle in the butt cheek, and you were saying that it wasn't hurting. So I said, if we could, just do it bare-cheeked. And you said, no. I'm like, well, why? You're wearing underwear this time, right? He goes, no, I'm not.
I don't. Do you even own underwear?
No.
Of course.
I can't help it. Underwear gives people rashes.
That's true. It does.
That's why you get these wick-resistant boxers.
Baby powder.
I can't get over that scene from Mastermind. He just lifts a leg, lifts another leg. What? It's like a whole handful.
What is this big deal about underwear anyway?
It's to keep the boys from running around.
I got
what? The boys,
your nutsack.
You don't want them running around everywhere.
I got a support pouch for my nuts.
Unless you're like ridiculously hung, then you're just like hanging over here and you're just running and it.
Piece of shit out of your knees.
All right. How much, Ray, would it take
for you to get a tattoo and we buy it?
At least $1,000.
I think for me, if I was going to get like a tramp stamp or something, I would want about $50 billion.
You're asking a lot, motherfucker.
I'm not going to get that for $1,000. I'll just get a small tattoo.
I look at it this way. This Louisiana bank gave a couple mistakenly deposited $50 billion into her.
Yeah, that's a baby, not an
M. Mm-hmm. The husband contacted the bank in hopes his actions inspire other people to do the right thing. Now, if I got $50 billion, my ass is gone.
If I get $50 billion, y'all never see me again. I'm sorry.
Especially
I'm going to say
it's from a goddamn bank.
The bank screwed up. Not my problem.
Fuck the banks.
A Louisiana husband and wife were left stunned this month after they discovered $50 billion. I would just assume that it was like, oh, well, my COVID check hit. No.
Nowadays, I mean, that's pretty accurate.
After the deposit family account, according to the report Sunday, Darren James, of 47 years old, said, arrived home from work in Baton Rouge, I guess that's Louisiana, on June 12th, where his wife showed him what appeared in their deposit. What a huge sum of money. A huge sum of money. I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, $50 billion is basically an average
now,
truck.
Now, you say you can run away with the money, but what happens if they catch you? You knew, though, that's illegal.
If they catch you,
they can make you give it back.
If you're a different country.
Maybe not, no.
I would move to Japan.
You might be able to get away
with it. Yeah, Japan's got that three-story Godzilla store and that one pro wrestling store. I think it's, what, a 50-story building, nothing but electronics?
The hard part would be, though, is to withdraw all that money. So
you couldn't.
No, most banks, most ATMs cap at 400.
And if you walked into a bank, they're going to ask all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Kind of cash, especially if you don't have it in there.
It's a matter of how you get the money out of the bank, because you're not going to get the $50 billion. So I'd probably attempt.
I mean, I'd definitely take a couple hundred. You know, payoffs and stuff.
On my way to the airport, I'd hit every single ATM as possible. And then get $400 on each per charge. So you can get quite a bit of money before they get you.
y'all want a good movie to watch, something similar to this, it's a Leonardo DiCaprio and a Tom Hanks film called Catch Me If You Can, based on a true story. Check it out.
But the thing about $1 million, who the fuck needs that much money?
Mm. Me.
Well, you know, nobody needs that much money.
I could use $1 million. We were all thinking, was who's going to be knocking on our door, because we don't know anybody with that type of money to begin with. Well, that's true. How was this accidentally even happening?
Somebody fucked up at the banks. What happened?
Somebody punched in too many zeros.
Too many zeros. Hey, that's a lot of zeros. Think about it. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least 8 zeros.
But at least eight zeros, he says.
I want to put this to the perspective, though. At least they gave Michael J. Fox a banking career.
How did he
finish it? They're both just like, damn.
You're looking at a movie, I have to be guaranteed, right? You're thinking of a movie?
No way.
It went miles over his head.
Yeah, right. I'm not a big celebrity star, so I don't follow celebrity shit.
It hit me right in the forehead, okay?
It was like, blah. Like, dude, that's not right.
You're going to hell.
So you think if an earthquake happens, Michael J. Fox is actually standing
back to the future?
Oh, God, come on.
Back to the future moment?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Michael, all right.
He also did the movie Doc Hollywood.
I love Michael J. Fox, okay? I'm just making jokes.
I mean, I feel sorry for him because of the, you know, Parkinson's and all that, but...
It finally dawned on him.
Wow. You're getting old, Ray. You're starting to get, like, dementia or become senile.
It finally dawned on me, yep.
It's Joe Biden Jr. I hope he starts sniffing hair. We got to run. No.
It's better to be
anyway, back on track.
I figured it out. Biden sniffs hair because he ain't dying any.
I mean, you're not wrong.
There we go. Finley immediately contacted Chase, the father of two, said, why did that part even matter?
What'd he say?
No, the family immediately contacted Chase, the father of two, said, why do we care that he has two kids? What's that got to do with this topic?
Okay, I've got a little boy and one on the way, so...
I got a cat.
Doesn't have anything to do with the topic.
He has a car.
They wanted you to think about the children he
had.
They
want you to relate to the guy.
Yeah.
They want you to take pity.
It's called public relations.
Two balls. James Aprius worked as... Well, here's his from. James Aprius worked in law enforcement... for the Louisiana Police Department of Public Safety, said that he never thought about keeping the money. We knew it wasn't ours. We didn't earn it, so we couldn't do anything about it. Chase finally corrected.
You know what? I respect that guy for that comment right there. It takes a lot of balls to say something like that. Yeah.
Well, he didn't earn it.
The hardest thing to say right there is, it's not my money. I didn't earn it.
Yeah. We had a technical glitch over the week. It impacted a limited number of accounts. So this is more than just one account. This is the only guy that probably turned it in.
Where's
these other people? It's like, news as flight leaves.
Wow, so the bank really screwed up. It doesn't say the bank, does it? The
issue has been resolved. Yeah, Chase Bank.
Okay. That's not surprising.
Yeah, I don't bank with them.
But James said the bank has yet to tell them how the error occurred. The father also wondered whether his wife's account was compromised.
Do you really think that they're going to admit that their screw up on how they screwed that up?
Exactly.
I doubt that.
No, and the person that actually did it, if it was done by one or two people, they're probably going to want to keep their job, so their mouths are zipped.
After the error, James, who now works as a real estate agent, described that it was like feeling like a billionaire, if only for a brief moment. It was a great feeling to see all those zeros. Yeah, this is like the placebo effect right there.
You get all that money, you go on a power trip?
I mean, like I said, look at us. You know, as soon as we would see that money, our asses are gone.
I'm sorry.
Most people don't have that.
Both my kids would be going to college, you know.
In a different country.
I mean, if they want to.
Yeah, because you wouldn't stay in America with that kind of cash, you'd be out of here.
I would have a brand new truck.
They'd be coming after you eventually.
Yeah.
Because they're going to find out that they made the
FBI,
mistake.
CIA, NBC.
It could be a federal offense.
For the record, I want to earn that money. I'm just going to say that. I would do my best.
I don't know.
Pretty sure there's a lot of felony involved.
Yeah, well, I don't know because it wasn't your money. It wasn't your money, so there's a possibility. But technically, you didn't actually steal it, but they could try to say you did because it wasn't your money.
Well, why'd you put it in my damn bank account?
I saw the commercial once that said it was my money and use it when I needed it.
But no one
my money! I want it now!
Knowing that they want to criminalize everything in the United States, they probably would try to throw your ass in prison.
Probably.
Even then, yeah. That's $50 billion.
Another interesting movie, similar topic, Masterminds, True Story. It's got Owen Wilson and Zach Galifianakis in it, the crazy bearded guy from The Hangover. True story. They steal $17 million from an armored truck back in 97 here in North Carolina.
There's a movie called Office Space where the guy comes up with an idea to take a penny from everybody's account.
You know, there is an actual case in New York, I think the guy was, where he took a half a cent out of, I don't know, a bunch of different accounts. And some accountant eventually called him. Yeah. Can you imagine?
We got some new viewers. What's up, guys?
Yeah, nobody's going to look for a half a cent.
No, nobody would notice it.
So,
How do you steal half a penny?
Only computers can allow you to do that. Half a cent.
Or you take a penny and cut it in half.
Because if you think
See, that's my thinking right there. Just get some bolt cutters or a grinder, cut that thing in half.
Two half a cent to make a cent.
Back in
the
day.
Thousands of accounts, you're going to gain some money off that.
Back in the day.
Yeah, like $12.
You could buy.
Oh, he did a lot more than that.
You could buy like 5 pieces of candy for a penny back in the day.
You could do that once a day. Nobody will ever notice it.
Oh, yeah.
Some accountant caught him. It wasn't somebody noticing. The accountant in a bank caught him.
What if you managed to go to each individual gas station? They get the little penny cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it starts scooping.
I mean, they're technically free for the taking.
Exactly. You said free. I'm just grabbing them and putting them in my pocket.
I might be a little off on the details, but that something like that did happen in New York.
We're going to do a video.
I think he was in New York.
I'm going to work on this, and it's going to happen one of these days. I don't know when. But we're going to do a video and be on the lookout for this. I've been filling up a jar full of pennies. You know, Dylan probably does pennies a lot, too.
I got a Godzilla coin bank in my son's room. It's probably got about 2 pounds of change in it.
I'm
going to
find a nice burlap sack. We're going to put all the change into the burlap sack, and we're going to draw a dollar bill sign on it.
And you're going to leave it?
No, he's going to go exchange it.
I mean, I can do that at my bank.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.